Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of TAL Education Group, listed on the NYSE under the ticker TAL. If you're interested in the education sector, particularly in China's dynamic market, or if you're just looking for a potential long-term investment, stick around. We're going to cover everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. Let's get started. Alright, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. TAL Education Group is a leading player in the K-12 after-school tutoring space in China. They've been around since 2003, headquartered in Beijing, and have built a reputation for providing smart learning solutions. With the rise of digital education and AI-driven tools, TAL has positioned itself as an innovator in a highly competitive market. Today, we'll analyze whether their financials, strategy, and market position make them a compelling buy, or if there are red flags investors should watch out for. Let's break it down step by step. First up, let's talk about who TAL Education Group really is. Founded in 2003 by Bang Xinjiang, who still serves as the CEO, TAL started as a small tutoring operation and has grown into a powerhouse in China's education sector. They provide after-school tutoring services for K-12 students, covering subjects like math, English, and science, often through their online platform, Shurs.com. Beyond that, they offer small class learning, personalized premium services, and even sell educational materials. With 15,000 full-time employees and a focus on tech-driven learning, TAL is at the intersection of education and innovation. Their mission? To make learning more accessible and effective through technology. But as we'll see, operating in China's regulatory environment comes with its own set of challenges. Let's dig deeper into their numbers to see how they're performing. Now, let's talk revenue, a critical piece of the puzzle for any company. According to their latest financial results for the third fiscal quarter ended November 30, 2025, TAL reported net revenues of $770.2 million, up significantly from $606.4 million in the same period last year. That's a solid year-over-year growth, showing that demand for their services is still strong. Looking at their full-year figures for 2025, TAL brought in $2.25 billion in revenue, a massive jump from $1.49 billion in 2024. This growth trajectory is impressive, especially considering the regulatory crackdowns on China's tutoring industry a few years back. Breaking it down by segment, while I don't have the most recent quarterly split, historical data from 2022 shows that online education services through Shursai.com accounted for about $1.34 billion, while small class learning and personalized premium services made up the lion's share at $3.5 billion. This tells us that while online is growing, their traditional in-person or hybrid offerings still dominate. Geographically, their revenue is almost entirely from China, which makes sense given their focus but also highlights a lack of diversification. The big question is whether they can sustain this growth with increasing competition and potential regulatory headwinds. Let's move on to earnings to get a clearer picture. Let's shift gears to earnings. For the full year 2025, TAL reported a net income of $84.6 million, a stark improvement from a loss of $3.57 million in 2024 and a much larger loss of $135.6 million in 2023. Their earnings per share EPS for 2025 came in at $1.26, compared to a loss of 6.6 per share in the prior year. This turnaround is encouraging, showing that TAL is moving toward profitability after years of struggles, particularly post-2021, when they posted a massive loss of over $1.1 billion due to regulatory changes and restructuring costs. Key takeaways? Their operating income is still a concern, showing a loss of $7.4 million in 2025, despite positive net income, which suggests that non-operating items or one-time gains might be propping up the bottom line. However, their gross profit margin remains strong at 54.4%, indicating they're managing costs well at the core business level. Recent quarterly reports, like the one for Q3 2025, also beat expectations with robust revenue growth, which aligns with analyst optimism from Seeking Alpha about TAL potentially gaining market share. But are these numbers sustainable? Let's see what the financial statements tell us. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the latest quarters to share specific management commentary or forward-looking statements. However, based on news releases, TAL's leadership seems confident about their growth trajectory, emphasizing their leadership in AI-enabled learning solutions and their ability to navigate supply constraints in China's tutoring sector. They've also hinted at continued investment in technology to stay ahead of competitors. While I can't dive into direct quotes or deeper insights from the calls, this general optimism aligns with the strong revenue figures we've seen. Let's move on to a broader financial analysis to round out the picture. All right, let's get into the financial statements for a deeper look at TAL's health. Starting with the balance sheet for fiscal year 2025, TAL has $1.96 billion in cash and cash equivalents, which is slightly down from $2.21 billion in 2024. Total assets stand at $5.5 billion, up from $4.93 billion last year, showing growth in their asset base. Total liabilities are at $1.74 billion, with a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.11, which is a positive sign. They're not over-leveraged. Their current ratio of 2.28 and quick ratio of 2.0 indicate good liquidity, meaning they can cover short-term obligations without much stress. Looking at the income statement, their revenue growth is clear as we discussed, but operating expenses remain high, contributing to that small operating loss. Net profit margin for 2025 is 6.45%, a decent recovery from negative margins in prior years. On the cash flow side, TAL generated $397.9 million from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at $285.7 million, both strong figures compared to $184.9 million in 2024. However, they spent $847 million on investing activities, likely on tech and platform development, which resulted in a net decrease in cash. Overall, the financials show a company on the mend but still facing challenges in achieving consistent operating profitability. Let's see what this means for their valuation. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of $10.78, TAL has a market cap of about $6.56 billion. Their price-to-earnings PE ratio for trailing 12 months is 12.41, which is below the industry average of 20.67 for education and training services. This suggests TAL might be undervalued relative to peers. Their price-to-sales PS ratio is 2.57, which is reasonable given their revenue growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 48.91 for 2025, dropping to 29.08 for 2026, and further to 20.30 by 2027. This indicates expectations of significant earnings growth over the next few years, which could justify the current price if they deliver. Their enterprise value is $5.64 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 6.48%, there's a decent return on cash generation relative to the market cap. However, with a return on equity, ROE, of just 4.71%, and return on invested capital at 1.29%, they're not generating stellar returns on their capital yet. So, while the valuation looks attractive compared to the industry, the low returns signal inefficiencies that investors should monitor. Let's break down their strengths and weaknesses next. All right, let's do a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of TAL Education Group. Strengths. First, their revenue growth is a major strength, with $2.25 billion in 2025, up from $1.49 billion in 2024. They're showing they can scale even in a tough regulatory environment. Their focus on AI and tech-driven learning solutions also positions them as a leader in innovation, potentially giving them a competitive edge in China's education market. Strong liquidity with a current ratio of 2.28 is another plus, ensuring they can weather short-term challenges. Weaknesses. On the flip side, their operating profitability is still shaky. Despite positive net income, they're posting operating losses, which suggests their core business model needs refinement. Additionally, their heavy reliance on the Chinese market exposes them to geographic concentration risk. Any policy change could hit them hard, as we saw in 2021. Opportunities. The growing demand for online and personalized education in China is a huge opportunity. With supply constraints in the tutoring sector, as noted in recent Seeking Alpha reports, TAL could capture more market share. Their investment in AI and digital platforms could also open doors to international markets if they choose to expand. Threats. Regulatory risk is the big one. China's government has cracked down on after-school tutoring before, and further restrictions could derail growth. Competition is another threat. Other edtech players are also innovating, and TAL needs to stay ahead. Finally, macroeconomic factors like consumer spending in China could impact demand for premium tutoring services. Overall, TAL has a strong foundation but operates in a risky environment. Let's check out their recent stock performance to see how the market is reacting. Let's take a look at TAL's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 3.24%, and over the last month, it's down 2.18%. The three-month performance shows a steeper decline of 12.9%, though it's up 4.98% over 6 months. However, on a one-year basis, TAL is down 16.91%, and over 5 years, it's taken a brutal hit of 85.68%. Ouch. This long-term decline reflects the fallout from China's tutoring crackdown in 2021, which obliterated edtech stock values overnight. Recently, though, the stock crossed above its 200-day moving average at 11.01, trading as high as 11.04, which could signal a short-term bullish trend. Looking at the chart, there's some resistance around the 11.50 mark, and support seems to be forming near 10.50. If it breaks above 11.50 with volume, we might see a push toward 12s or higher in the short term. However, the long-term trend is still bearish, and the stock is far from its pre-2021 highs. For long-term investors, this could be a speculative recovery play, but caution is warranted. Let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if it's worth the risk. Now, let's estimate TAL's intrinsic value to see if the current price of $10.78 represents a bargain or a trap. I'm using a discounted cash flow DCF model for this analysis, projecting future free cash flows based on historical data and growth assumptions. In 2025, TAL generated $285.7 million in free cash flow, up from $184.9 million in 2024. Assuming a conservative growth rate of 10% per year for the next 5 years, given their recent revenue trends and market potential, that gives us a starting point. I'll apply a discount rate of 8%, factoring in the risk of operating in China and the sector's volatility. I'm also considering terminal value after year 5, assuming a perpetual growth rate of 2%, which is modest for a growth company in a recovering industry. Running these numbers through the model, I'll factor in their current cash reserves of $1.96 billion and debt levels, which are minimal. Let's crunch these numbers and see what we get. All right, after running the DCF calculation, I've arrived at an intrinsic value of approximately $15.30 per share for TAL. Compared to the current price of $10.78, this suggests the stock is undervalued by about 30%. This aligns with the low trailing PE ratio and analyst expectations of earnings growth in the coming years. However, this valuation assumes they can maintain growth and avoid major regulatory setbacks, which is a big if. If you're a risk-tolerant investor, this could indicate a buying opportunity, but I'd recommend a smaller position size to mitigate downside risk. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on TAL Education Group? Overall, I see a company with strong revenue growth, a recovering bottom line, and a compelling valuation at $10.78 per share compared to an intrinsic value of $15.30. Their focus on AI and digital learning is a long-term tailwind, and their financial health, with solid cash reserves and low debt, provides a buffer. However, the risks are real. Regulatory uncertainty in China, operating losses, and a brutal stock performance history over the past 5 years can't be ignored. For long-term investors, TAL could be a speculative recovery play if you believe in the growth of edtech and their ability to navigate challenges. For more conservative folks, I'd wait for stronger signs of operating profitability and regulatory stability. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on TAL? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dive analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.